So welcome, everyone, to the Conscious Business Telesummit, Marketing for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Adela Rubio, and I'd love to welcome everyone. If you've attended the Conscious Business Telesummits before, the technology, the platform is a little different this time, and I'm hoping that this will make it an easier experience for many folks. It will also allow folks who are joining us a little bit later, who may sign up for the telesummit after it has already begun, to join us and to not miss out on any of the calls. If you are, if you've been on the membership site already, you'll notice that there's also the ability to be an affiliate for the program. So if there's folks that you'd love to let know about the series, you can forward your affiliate link, and this way we can both prosper. So it really makes it really easy for you to spread the news and to also take advantage of what I find to be one of the most extraordinary features of a conscious business is to be collaborative. So welcome again. If there's any questions around any of the technology, the replays, the pages that I sent you to, we'll have the replay link as soon as the call is over. So if you wanted to go back and listen to the call again, you'll have that capacity, and it'll be really easy. It's all on one page. The speaker offers, whatever the speaker offers are, which are usually a really nice special offer for the folks who are in this community, will also be on those pages. If they resonate for you, if the speaker resonates for you, if the topic is a timely topic for you, it's a wonderful way to take advantage of it at this point in time and just click on it and check it out and see if it's for you. So all of the information will be on each speaker page. I've also got in the membership site a schedule so that you can see the schedule of speakers. If there are any changes, you will see that in your membership site also. And I think I also had put up a recording of a previous interview with Suzanne Evans for those folks that may have wanted to check out an extra interview. So there will be a 24-hour replay aside from the live call, so the call will be available for 24 hours. So any technical questions, you can just send them to support@adelarubio.com. So we're going to get started. If you've got any questions, any comments, any thoughts you'd like to share, you can use the webcast link there. There's a little dialog box on that page, and you can submit whatever question you have. So let's start these the way that I normally do, just a moment to connect. So just take a nice deep breath. And if you've been sitting all day, it's nice to stand and just exhale. And just feel yourself just get a little quieter, a little more space, a little bit more opening. And just think of the reason that you showed up on this call today, why you signed up for this telesummit, and take a nice deep breath, and exhale, and then just open to the awareness that whatever it is that you are here to get, you will, and that you'll probably get more than you imagined if you're open to it, and that not everything that occurs will happen on this call. Might be an idea that you get after you get off the call. Might be later on in the day. Something pops into your awareness. But it'll be something for you to take action on. Another piece around your business. Another piece around how you do marketing that's a little different. Because those folks who are attracted to be on this call, on this Conscious Business Telesummit, are a little different. And we do business a little differently than others. So thank you, everyone, for being here. And it's very exciting to do another Conscious Business Telesummit. This is the fourth one in the series. And this one is specifically focused on marketing. Because as I adventured in my own business, I noticed that there were things that were just a little different. I resisted marketing for a really, really long time and consequently struggled for quite a bit in terms of my cash flow, my business, going up and down, up and down. And so as I started to become aware of what was different about me and what were the things that worked for me, it really opened up my business in a totally different way. And so I'm not saying that there's anything particularly wrong with how marketing has been done before. I'm just saying that it's like a previous version of software, of a previous version of an operating system, that there's a newer version available. So it's not even like 1.1 or 1.2. I'm talking like a whole 3.0. It's a different version completely. And it is a bit of a leap. And since it's a bit of a leap, it may feel a little bit shaky, and it may feel a little ungrounded. And that's because it is. And because there is not a lot of a formula that's available, even though there are many formulas, many blueprints that are out there that are wonderful and that have worked and that will give you a certain level of success. But what I'm speaking to is a much larger picture. And what I'm noticing with the folks who are attracted to this style of marketing, this new way of being, this new way of being business, is that there is a much bigger picture here at stake than just your own business success. That a lot of what we are looking to do is more of a contribution. And it's a much bigger picture than we can possibly fill individually. So what is this new marketing? And for me, it's a ripple effect of a new kind of business. And this new kind of business is not doesn't exist in isolation, and it's not in separation. You know, just like the organs in your body don't function independently, they are interdependent. And this is how I'm seeing conscious business, and this is how I am seeing marketing evolving. I'm seeing a really big shift. And so just as your life is a living legacy, so is your business. And there is no separation between your work, how you market, and the rest of the world. And some of what I've been noticing about this new way of marketing is that it's about getting out the word that your business is a business that's got heart. It's customer and community-centric, it's value-based, it's meaning-oriented, and it generates income. So one of the key points to get here is that if your business isn't profitable, whatever your work is, whatever your message is, cannot possibly really reach out into the world, because your energy will be compromised because you will probably have to be doing other things to support yourself. And if your business, if your work is something that does not leave you alone, because entrepreneurship and having your own business is not for everybody. If you really want to experience deep and rapid personal transformation, then I would suggest that you start a business, because there isn't anything that won't come up that lets you know where the gaps are to your being fully grounded in your brilliance, in your work, and in your gifts. So it's not for everybody, but if it's for you, you know, there's something that does not let you go, and it just keeps lingering and lingering and lingering and lingering, and it becomes either a siren song or something really magnetic and powerful that pulls you into being for your business and for your work. So the time to generate income and to have a meaningful business is certainly here, and there are many people that are doing this. The other 29 speakers that we're having in the Conscious Business Telesummit are folks who are doing this kind of work in a way that's going to really floor you, in ways that they're going to share how they actually do it. And we're going to be providing all kinds of access points for you during the Telesummit over this next month. And that is my intention, is to give you as many access points, as many entryways as are possible, because we're each unique and individual, and not every way of marketing your business is going to appeal to you or is going to be a perfect fit for your style, for your gifts, for your strengths, and for your kind of business. So So your life is a living legacy, and it is your business. And there's no separation, as I mentioned earlier, between your work and the rest of your world. And we are maturing as a species. Yes, we are. And we're willing. There's a critical mass of us that are willing to embody our birthright and our brilliance and to be it in our work. And I've noticed three major trends in marketing, probably in the past year and a half, that my business has really grown. And so I wanted to go over those with you today. And I also wanted to break at a couple of points and just take any questions that you may have around marketing or around these trends and around what you notice around marketing that's different for you. So the first major trend that I have noticed is instead of your business, building a business, it's evolving your body of work. So what's really unique about you is what you bring to the world. And your unique experience is what you can gift those that are coming up and need just your gift. And so the idea that there's only one way to do something, or that there's only a certain blueprint or map or guideline to get your business on the map isn't really accurate anymore. And though it can take you to some level of success, it will not bring out your brilliance. And so what happens when you start stepping into your body of work is that, number one, you don't have to sell, because you can offer who you are and people will get what it is that you offer. It doesn't mean that you don't have to learn the things, it doesn't mean you don't have to learn how to package what you do. It doesn't mean that you don't have to test what your products are. It doesn't mean that you have to play with different ways to promote your work. But it does mean that your work comes from this place that's so true that if I asked you, can you come this afternoon and can I interview you for an hour, you would need no preparation. So when you have your own body of work, you are in a position of mastery. This means that no matter where you are, at any point, you're on call and you can deliver what it is that you know. You can deliver what it is that can help move other people further along. And you definitely know who it is that you serve and what it is, what problem that is out there and needs solving. You know how to tell people how to do that. So it doesn't really come from a place of fully the intellect, even though the intellect can certainly deliver your message. But what it does, it rises from you. And so when you speak about the work that you do, you don't really have to sell it. You just have to point folks to where the offer is, and they take you up on it if they are the right people for you. The other thing that starts happening as you evolve your body of work is you really get clear who are the people that you serve. And I've been using a word called tribe lately, probably because I was very influenced by Seth Godin's book, and I attended his event in New York City last year. And I know that some folks have two responses to tribe. One of them is like, well, you know, I'm independent and I don't belong to any tribe. And other people get the energy of what I mean by tribe. And tribe just means other people who are on the same adventure. And so folks who need your kind of work, your specific expertise, your strengths, your gifts, your skills, they are a certain tribe of people. They belong in a certain group, if only in terms of the work that you do. And so when you build a tribe, it's very easy to connect with them because you know what it is that they need and you know how to serve them. And the reasons that you do is because you have experienced the journey, the adventure. And so you're further along the path and they can get that you know because you show up in mastery. And not only do you show up in mastery, but in everything that you do, whether it's a telesummit, whether it's an email, whether it's an in-person event, it's the same person. It's the same congruency throughout. And so there's nothing that you need to orchestrate. It's all organic and it's natural, and you just show up as you. So building your business happens as you evolve your body of work. So there's also no hype that's needed. You know, in marketing, we do things, and I use them myself. I use limiters. And limiters are actually, it's just something that it's like a limited offer, whether it's a time offer or a price offer. And those are just things to help you make a choice, to help you make a decision. But there's not a lot of hype, a lot of over-promising of something that cannot possibly be delivered. Because when you've got a body of work, you know that the adventure of getting from where you were to where you are takes a certain level of engagement and experience. And so you're not going to be promising people, you know, build your six-figure coaching business in 2 months, because you know that for the average person, that's probably not a possibility. And you know what it takes. You know what the adventure, what it brings out in you, so you know realistically. And so you don't have to use hype. On the contrary, you come from a place of heart. You come from a place of openness, and you're actually caring about the people who are part of your tribe. As a matter of fact, you care for them as much as you do your friends, because you're looking to deliver value and you want them to get results. The other thing that starts happening as you evolve your body of work is that it bridges this money and meaning gap. In the past, a lot of folks have felt, and I used to myself, felt like I would compromise my work if I was concerned about making money. And I always felt like I could do one or the other. And actually, as you evolve your body of work, it's rich. It has depth. You have, you may have a lot of experiential exercises. You may have a lot of assessments. You may have written a lot of material. So the content shows up in various ways in which people can engage. And so you don't have to have this big jump between doing your work, being your work, and making an income that's not only sustainable, but actually abundant. The other thing that I've noticed that happens as you make this shift from business building, building a business, to evolving your body of work, is that it's not only about having money for a lifestyle. It's actually the opposite. It's the lifestyle that really drives you. It's the quality of your life. It's the quality of the work that you do. It's the quality of your clients and your customers. It's the quality of your prospects, the people who are coming into your world and looking to check out your work. And so there isn't this this energetic pull of like wanting and needing, which actually makes it really, really difficult to make any money. It's actually you are in your fullness with your work. You're confident of the work that you do. You know that you deliver results. And as a consequence, you are rewarded abundantly. And so evolving your body of work, going really deeply into what it is that you do, especially if it is something very different than what you normally see out there, especially if you feel like the odd man out or the strange ranger, just remember that the folks who have done that are the folks that have actually created huge shifts, whether it's inventions or new ways of being. The odd thing, the thing that's different about you, the new idea that you've got, especially if you're struggling to bring it into reality, to make it palpable, to be able to articulate it, that's where the gold is. And so spending time on evolving your body of work is actually one of the trends that I have seen is the most powerful, as opposed to just building your business from a template and following someone else's format. So I'm going to take a moment here just to pause and see about a couple of questions. Okay, there's one here from Ruth Ellen. Since heart-centered entrepreneurs shun old media types in favor of new, do you see any trends blending both old and new media, in effect using both? Ruth Ellen, I believe that we can use whatever media is out there, and the biggest, the hottest one that I'm noticing, you're mentioning social media. Heart-centered people use it very different. If you notice folks that aren't using it heart-centered-wise, you're going to see it's going to feel very, it's going to turn you off. And those people are the ones that are putting links. Here's my stuff, check me out. They'll be sending you DMs, you know, direct messages in Twitter specifically, or they'll friend you on Facebook, and then they'll start sending you announcements, inviting you to their events. That's not very heart-centered or connective. Heart-centered means you're willing to take the time to create a relationship, to get to know someone, and you're in no big rush. This isn't about numbers. That's the other thing. It's about the quality of your connection that makes a difference. And so actually, the deeper your connection, the more that you're going to have a response from people, because this is the other thing. This is in one of my other trends that I've noticed. People want a connection. One of the things that's shifted in a really big way is the places where we used to have our connections, whether it was your family, whether it was your church or a local club. Though they may be existing in some places, that really is not the norm for your average person. Most people are very disconnected from having any community kind of connection. And so we're all craving that because we are social creatures by nature. So a lot of the new tools, a lot of the media types can be used. It's just how you use them, the energy that you use them with. Are you using it to connect? Or are you using it to sell? No one wants to be sold to. However, we all want meaningful connection. So I think the media types that are out there can be used so long as the energy with which you use them is connective. So let me see if there was another question here. Aside from cost, are heart-centered entrepreneurs simply afraid of overexposure? If so, is there room for responsible old media uses? I'm not sure that I understand what you mean by overexposure, Ruth Ellen, so I don't know if you want to post something else elaborating on that. One thing that I will say that I've noticed about heart-centered entrepreneurs and just about folks who are in business, especially if this is the beginning of your business adventure, I find that most of us play it safe. That we, like, for example, I'll use my own. When I first started doing the telesummits, I did it on self-care because I felt very comfortable with self-care. I'd been doing self-care for decades. I knew all about it. I was a personal trainer. I was a holistic nutritionist. That was a very safe topic for me. And it was okay, but not much was happening. But I had this idea about conscious business, and I was scared, actually, because what did I know about conscious business? I mean, if I'm looking at my expertise, and this is that catch-22 that people are that sometimes people get caught in. So how can I jump into something that's totally new and that hasn't been out there? How do I do it? You take the first step. You dive into it. Whatever you've got that's here for you right now, whatever ideas that you've got that are coming through, you put it out there. And in doing it and putting out there, that's how it gets refined. That's how you create your body of work. Your body of work, yes, is founded. The foundation may be on trainings that you've had, perhaps, on people that you've studied with. But at some point, you have to make it your own. And for me, this new marketing, this trend in marketing, is about making it your own. A lot of what I'm seeing is very attractive personalities on the Internet in terms of business are personality-driven brands. You know, whether you're thinking Seth Godin or Chris Brogan, these are folks who do marketing and social media. But when you think of marketing and social media, Seth Godin and Chris Brogan come up a lot, not only for me, for many, many, many people. So it's about you bringing your own flavor, your own personality, and your own take on your body that really evolves your body of work. So I don't know if that helped you somewhat, but for me, Ruth Ellen, what I find with people not putting themselves out there, and that may not have been your question, is that we play in the shallow part of our work instead of really going into the depths and getting the really unique stuff and bringing it up and out, because that's what people want, and that's what people will pay you for, and that's what people will want to be a part of, a new way of being, a new way of thinking, a new way of coming into a topic or an area that people are having problems with, that you offer a specific brand of expertise. So I hope that was helpful. If not, you can further submit. So, Tamika from Greensboro, can you review what you mentioned about templates earlier, such as templates to build one's business? I'm talking about the templates, and some templates, I'm not saying that templates are bad. Templates are really good to get you started. Like, I'm going to have Donna Kozik on, and she's got a template for doing your book in a weekend, which is fantastic. But what I'm saying is that if you have a template to get you started, that's wonderful. But at some point, your body of work needs to go deeper, right? Inch wide, mile deep. You need to be able to really steep into the expertise that you offer people, because that's what people want. That's in some of the marketing trends that I'm going to go into in a little bit. So templates aren't bad. I think they're a great starting point, but I don't think that a template will bring out your unique brilliance. Your unique brilliance is an adventure. And as you show up in your business, as you do your business, as you be your business, you're going to have unique ways of doing things and of taking people through a transformation, because that's what people want. That's another trend that I've noticed. People don't want information. We're already over-glutted with information. People want an experience that is transformative, that will shift them. Otherwise, they'd be doing it by themselves. And so there is no lack or shortage of people that need help in transformation. The only thing that we need to do is get very specific of the area that we're offering transformation in and have some tested tools and processes and ways of doing it. And that is your body of work. So thank you, Tamika, and thank you, Ruth, for those questions. I'm going to get back onto going into a couple of other marketing trends that I've noticed. So marketing trend number two that I've noticed. So, and I just alluded to that a little bit before, information gathering versus experiencing transformation. There is more with the internet. There is more information than you can shake a stick at. I was trying to hook up my PC to my TV yesterday, and all I had to do was do a search on Google to learn how to do that. Those kind of task-oriented things are not the kind of things, unless you're doing a service business that does that kind of thing, which is a type of business. But I'm guessing that if you're a heart-centered entrepreneur, your service is what you're putting out as your business. And so there are loads of ways of getting from point A to point B. You know, for example, if you're someone who's experienced divorce and you want some assistance in that, if you're someone whose children have, you know, ADHD, there's loads of services and professionals that can do that. If you're someone that wants to start a business, there's loads of professionals that can help you with that. So how do you differentiate yourself in a sea of businesses that are out there? And find your tribe that is perfect for you to work with. And so that's where the experiential piece comes in, and that's where your personality-driven business comes in. Because there are people that are going to be able to go through the experience because of who you are, because they can resonate with you, because you're someone whose energy they can get. You're someone whose personality they can relate to. And so they will be able to hear things from you that they couldn't from someone else. And so a lot of what I'm seeing is about this experiential piece, because information does not give you transformation. If that were the case, you know, we would get it all in books. And probably most of you on this call have many, 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 many books, and you're still looking for something. You're on this telesummit looking for something. And so what you're looking for is an experience that will give you an aha, an experience that will create an insight, that will move you into action, that will create some kind of something that will move you to do something. Because until you feel moved, you can't take any action. And when it comes strictly from the intellect, it's not something that's embodied that will have the juice that to keep you moving. And so people who can deliver an experience of transformation do not have any lack of clients. So some of the other things that I've noticed around here also is, I was speaking to it about a little bit earlier, and that's that a lot of folks are in isolation, even though they may have families, even though they may be there may be a church that they go to, even though there may be some community center that they go to, they're not in a place where they can share what their specific challenge is and get some kind of a pathway through to the other side. And so a lot of folks are feeling isolation. And isolation is huge right now. Many people feel disconnected in their own lives, in their own work, in their own relationships. And so what you can deliver as an experiential, in an experiential format, is this sense of belonging, this sense that they're heard, that they're seen. And that is one of the most key elements of a human being, is being seen and being heard. Dean Schrock spoke about it in a previous telesummit when he was working with cancer patients, that one of the things that was most transformative for him after all these studies that he'd done was that just by people being in an environment where they are seen and heard, transformation occurs. So those of you that think that you don't have enough experience, that you don't know enough, if you create an environment where people can experience being seen and heard, which is what will occur when people come with a specific problem and you deliver the solution, that in and of itself creates a pathway for transformation and for shift and for change. The other thing that I've noticed here in this trend is that it's not so much about, you know, there's models and they're out there everywhere. I've seen them and I've used them myself, like platinum formats where, you know, depending on the level and how much you pay, there's a specific amount of access to you. I'm seeing that shift. I'm seeing that people want to see how they can move. So perhaps creating your programs in a way that people can move at their rate of change, as opposed to access to you as an expert. So this is about moving more towards client-centric, community-centric, member-centric, instead of it being you-centric. And I know this is a little paradoxical, right? Because you're in business and you need to let people know about you and what it is that you offer. But actually, the most important thing that you can do as a business in this experience of creating an experience for your community, for your tribe, for your prospective members or clients, is for it to be all about them, for how you can serve them, how you can create structures and formats that actually help them, and not so much think, like Nancy was mentioning earlier on the call, well, what happens, you know, you're giving it all away, you're giving it all away in terms of giving away your content. So you're not so worried about, oh, I'm giving away my stuff, like let's say if you do some free things, but realizing that it is about what is it that people need, what is it that people want, and not so much noticing what formats do I have, but what formats can I provide where I can give people more of the experience that they want and need. Good. So that's trend number two. I'm just going to take a moment to stop for any more questions. And we'll pause for a moment. Okay, Celeste from Barbados. Have you found that people try to play on your heart-centered side by saying that they do not have enough money to pay for your services? How do you charge what you're worth for your services while still emphasizing with people going through a hard time with the economy? You know, I do some really interesting things, Celeste, which I do something called checking in. Probably a few years ago, that might have been true for me in terms of people playing on my heart-centered. I don't think it's possible to play on your heart-centered. I don't think it's possible because heart-centered doesn't mean that it's all one way, right? It's not like your heart is open out towards the other. No, it's actually, it's a flow. And so it comes back to you. And so exchange, you know, money is an exchange. And I don't have any problem. I will tell you that sometimes I do check in, and I've had higher priced programs, and I've checked in, and I've, you know, I've gotten a different price for a person. I don't do it all the time, but it has happened a couple of times to me, and I'm okay with that. But I'm also in a position where I'm, you know, I'm making a really good income from what I'm doing. And so when those kind of things occur, you've got the bandwidth for it. But I would say that one of the healthiest things, if you're finding yourself in that situation, is finding a price point that feels really comfortable to you, that feels fair, that feels like a really good exchange. And the other thing that I would do is I would check to see what the market is out there in terms of what other people are paying for your services, just to kind of give you a reality check. And I would be firm with my prices, because I think that there's something to be said for this being an exchange, an appropriate exchange. And your life experience and your ability to lead people through a transformation and to create results for them is totally dependent on your realizing that that is what you offer. And if you wobble on your price, that means that you're wobbling in terms of your mastery and on what you know that you offer. So I hope that was helpful. And I find that the economy has nothing to do with any business. I am doing great in this economy, and I have been doing great in this economy, and so are many, to all the other folks that are on, that are guests in the Telesummit. And I speak with my colleagues, and most of my colleagues aren't experiencing any economic downturn. Again, I think it's what you buy into. It's what you tune into. If you're willing to make that a part of your reality, then I think that that's what's going to be showing up more and more for you. But I think that once you start making that shift for yourself, you'd be surprised how it starts shifting and how you will be attracting people that will be able to pay for your services. And the other thing, too, is that you have to make the shift first. And so you're the one that needs to be firm and know that your services are worth, you know, the rates that you charge. And you have to honor that about yourself. Otherwise, you'll never be in business. And so it may be a little bit awkward in the beginning. It may be a little strange. But it's totally doable. So thank you for that question. All righty, I'm going to move on to the third trend that I've noticed. And so the trend is from building an empire to building a community. The fastest way to grow your business is a collaborative affair. People want intimacy. They don't want to be anonymous. They don't want to be just one in a crowd. Again, they want to be a part of something that's much bigger than themselves. And so building a community will actually build your business faster than anything else. It comes back again to experience versus instruction. Again, people do not want to be just a cog in the wheel in your empire, unless it's something that also feeds them and sustains them and moves them forward. So the thing that happens with a community when they're well run is that not only do you move ahead, but everyone in your community moves ahead. And so I will tell you that it does take a certain framework for that to occur. And so you have to have dialogue, you have to have an ability to dialogue, you have to allow free dialogue among your members. You need to encourage connection, and you need to provide platforms and formats that are what your members need. And again, so this taps into knowing what it is that your prospective clients, your prospective members, the people who need your services and your business, you have to really, really take the time to know them. And one of the best ways to get to know them is to be in community with them. And for me, the thing that I have noticed that is the most powerful, a lot of times you try to look for other communities to connect with other people, but the most powerful thing is to start your own community. You know, start your own movement. As Suzanne Evans says, you know, be the movement and find something really, really specific that really, really you feel so passionate about. And that's also part of one of the things that I've noticed with folks who have difficulty in marketing is when they're not really clear about what problem it is that they solve and who it is that they speak to. Because once you know those two things, what you can do is every opportunity that you have is speak to people and ask them and get feedback from people. What is it that they need? And when you're in a community, when you create a community, whether you create a Ning community, a Yahoo community, a Google Groups community, Facebook, whichever format you use, doesn't make a difference. But what does make a difference is your ability to listen deeply. And so as people speak, as things come up, as questions come up, as exchanges and conversations occur, you will notice things in those conversations. You will notice things in those questions. And so as you notice those questions, as you notice those conversations, you will see the things in those conversations, in those questions that speak to you, that you'll get an idea instantly about what can be done about something. And so those are the key essential things that you need to have in a community, is this ability to listen and this ability to respond openly and not, it's almost like, in a way you are leading the community, but it's more like a facilitation of an experience, right? So there needs to be a lot of freedom and room for play in order for that community to really come alive and for it to really come into being. And as it comes into being and you've created the format and the experience for people to have, it actually helps you grow your business, whether it's directly or indirectly through the ideas that you get from being in community and connection, or even from things that specifically come and arise from within the community that people ask you for specifically. So those are the three trends that I've noticed. I'll repeat them again. It's building a business to evolve your body of work. So it's evolving your body of work. It's providing a transformative experience for people, and it's building a community. Those three are transformative marketing trends. And if you do those three things, with your own transformative conscious business, you're going to see how not only you evolve, but your community, your prospects, your members, your clients also evolve. And it is an exchange, a constant ongoing exchange. So are there any more questions? Nope, I just saw one here from Adriana in Brooklyn. I was wondering how best to advertise on the internet, higher up the sequence on search engines, aside from one's website, Facebook, etc. Adriana, I really don't advertise on the internet. What I do is all of my interactions and folks who purchased this telesummit, I'm actually doing a 6-hour training on how to host a live event and build a tribe. This is my way of building a business, is building a tribe. That's my expertise. And so I find that when you do that, there's no need for search engine ranking, even though all that stuff is great and it's a plus. But you see, it delivers a different level of engagement when you have a live experience. Like I've done 30-day intensives. I'm actually doing one right now for folks who are into energy and guided imagery and a way of working with consciousness. I'm actually doing live calls in the morning every day for 30 days. And when you do an event like that, first of all, you get to be your work, you get to practice, you get to get it out there, you get to be your work. Actually, one of the participants from our last event did her own, and she had fantastic success from hosting her own event. So that's the method that I use mostly. And I also do telesummits. I love interviewing people. I love having cool conversations. And so those are the two methods that I use, is building your tribe and joint ventures. To me, for this kind of work that's very experiential, that's very personality-oriented, it's the most powerful. And if you're heart-centered, this is the easiest way to do it. Of course, there are many other ways to get it out, and you'll be hearing from lots of those folks. But my expertise is a business tribe and joint ventures. Okay, cool. We've got some more questions here. Cindy Noble, do you have any tips on how to get started with building a community? I would say the easiest thing, Cindy, is to build a Ning. If you go to Ning.com, N-I-N-G.com, Ning is a free format that you can use to get out there. The way that I started was I was a member at other communities. And one of the ways to really accelerate this, folks, is to step into your leadership. You know, really start the movement, whatever it is that you feel deeply passionate about. For me, community is something I'm very, very passionate about. And a lot of that has to do with my own personal story. So your personal story really plays in to the areas in your business that are really hot for you. So no matter what your business is, if your entry point is an area that really holds a lot of juice for you, you're going to be able to show up brilliantly right off the bat. So I would say start a community and invite your friends and people that are in other communities. But I would say, Cindy, make it something very, very specific. And if you want any ideas, there's I've got consciousbusinessnetwork.ning.com, which is a network associated with this telesummit. If you want to put out a question there and you've got some ideas, I'm happy to toss some ideas back at you. So hopefully that helps, because you didn't give me much more information there. So, Jane, any suggestions for where to get sales page templates? I don't use sales page templates, Jane, but I know that Armin Morin has some really nice sales page templates. I know also that the best source of sales pages that I would recommend to you would be Michelle PW. She's going to be in this telesummit, so you'll be getting information from her. She's actually got a great training on doing sales pages and on copywriting. So Michelle PW would be my best. I think it's juicymarketing.com off the top of my head. But again, I can post some of this information as comments over on the page later today. So, okay, Robin is suggesting something here. Ning is scheduled to move out of a free platform, so try socialgo.com. Thank you, Robin. Socialgo.com. Great. Thank you. This is what's wonderful about a community. Folks, just chime in. Wonderful. Let me see if there's any other questions. Okay, we've got one more from Patricia. When you have community and you are building your body of work and products come out of the process, how much is appropriate to give away? I like doing these intensives, but you see, this is me because I'm an intense kind of person. So, you see, because an intense situation for me has me show up, because there's no way I won't show up. So you have to see what that is for you, Patricia. This is what I mean in terms of the problem with templates, right? So, so there's plenty of ideas out there about how to do these things. So what I would do is I would check out how other people are doing these formats. Like for me, I love the 30-day thing, because the 30-day thing gives you enough momentum, gives you enough energy for you to connect with people that are willing to show up on a regular basis with you. I find that anything less, you just don't build that energy that really can propel and move. Plus, 30 days really gives people a nice feel for you and your work. It also gives you plenty of opportunity to show up. So it's not like a one-shot deal. Oh, my gosh, I did this one teleseminar. I'm not really sure. It came off really well, la, 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 whatever that stuff. You got another opportunity to try it the next day. So I recommend, for me, a 30-day gig is really the best thing. In terms of a format, it's really easy because you can create a product out of it. Plus, you got plenty of practice. Plus, people have a lot of opportunity to experience you. So I hope that was helpful. Let me see if there's any more questions before we sign off. And Anna from Edmonton is also suggesting that Microsoft Publisher has a few sales templates. So thank you, Anna. So, and the call will be available for 24 hours, so you can re-listen. Any more questions? Okay, Jamie, can you run more than one tribe at a time, or do you suggest making one tribe larger? Actually, I've got two tribes running at a time, and right now I'm noticing that one tribe is doing really well, and the other one is kind of hobbling on one leg. What I do think is a good idea, Jamie, which is what I'm doing now, is have one tribe and segment the tribe. For example, I'm segmenting my tribe. I'm very excited about conscious business, and my offer on this call, which will be posted on the page later, is about joining my conscious business tribe, which is $67 a month, and we'll be having trainings, guest experts, and me, and some Q&As, and I'll be funneling all of the expert interviews that I've done, which are over 64, I think, at this point. And then I've got folks who are interested in consciousness and energy mastery, so I'm segmenting that tribe. I'm putting it all under the Conscious Business Tribe umbrella, but I'm segmenting folks who want to deal and get their energetic mastery and work on their awareness in terms of consciousness. And then the next segment that I'm doing is for business-oriented folks who want to get their businesses online and want support and want some one-on-one feedback to get their businesses rolling. So I think segmenting makes much more sense after having done two tribes. That's where I'm at, at least in my experience. That's what I'm noticing. Anyone else? Last call for questions. And Patricia, in terms of the free thing, I'm not sure that I answered that completely. I think that when you do these intensives, again, it doesn't have to be like this time I did it, the one in April, it just started in April. When I did it in January, it was an hour. And I found actually that the energy dragged a little bit on that one, and people dropped off. Because I noticed, again, you need the right technology platforms to be able to measure and see these things. But I noticed that people dropped off, especially at the 30-minute mark. So this time when I did it, I did 30 minutes. And it's working beautifully. It's perfect. It's just the right amount of time. And I also changed the time. I made it a little earlier. So in terms of giving your stuff away for free, I think people need to experience you in order to know whether you're the right person for them. So whether you do a 30-day intensive or whether you do a free teleseminar, there's a number of formats. See which one feels good to you, because that's the important thing, too. It should feel good to you. It might be for you. It might be video. It might be writing. You might do like an e-course. But I just find that there's something really powerful about the human voice and about coming together in community. There's nothing like not only my voice, but the voice of every member in my community has actually strengthened my business and my community and everybody else's. I mean, when my colleague Rose Diamond did her event, you know, I have in my community, energycafelive.ning.com, which is the other community, anyone who's a member can post their events. There's no charge. For me, the more that you grow your business, the more that we all grow, the more that we're all better off. So I have no problem with free, and I have no problem with fee. I think that if you have both of those formats, it really opens up so that people can experience you at whatever level they are ready. There are people that are ready to pay right away because they want specialized information and they want your one-on-one interaction. And so fee and free, I would recommend both. So, well, folks, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful blast off to our telesummit. It's going to be a lot of calls, so I am going to say that there is a 24-hour replay, and also check in to see what's right for you.